Welcome to Kingdom Living Today with Pastors Desiree and Angelo Andrews, broadcasting live from Sounding the Alarm Kingdom Ministries in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, let's join them for a word from God just for you.
Hello and praise God. Thank you for joining me and my special guest here on Kingdom Living Today.
Help me welcome my special guests, Pastors Gregory and Tina Walker of Life Kingdom Outreach Center in Tallahassee, Florida. Pastors, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
We're blessed.
Amen. It is such a blessing to be with you here today and for you to be here to do this interview with us. And I usually just ask three questions. And so the first one I ask is, I want you all to tell us a little bit about yourself. So Pastor Walker, Gregory, we're going to start with you.
Praise God. Well, I'm originally from Florida, and for many years was bound on drugs and alcohol, and God delivered me. God has been doing an awesome work in my life. Many people thought that I guess I wouldn't come out, but God had a different plan for me, and he did deliver me, and I'm so happy. And because of that, I try to help other people who've been going through the same things I have.
Amen. Okay. And so how long have you been saved, and how long have you been called into ministry?
I've been saved for probably about 15 years. I actually had been called actually before I got saved, I think. I believe that God had already called me from the foundation of my birth. I was already called.
Amen.
And so I thank God for that, him having mercy on me, because, you know, I've been in so much stuff as far as being shot and stabbed and everything else out there living in the world. And God had such mercy on me and granted me life. So I'm just happy to be living and happy to be connected to Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. And I know that is a blessing, because when you have gone through a lot of stuff, it's the ones that have gone through a lot that has more to appreciate what God has done for us in our lives. So Pastor Tina, let's hear your story.
Well, I was just a little girl from Panama City, Florida. I've been in Panama City, Florida all my life. And as I began to transition into disobedience of my parents and so forth, I began to do things real promiscuous and doing things out of the will of God. And, you know, just to make a long story short, I was just doing everything that I know to do. I got hooked up with friends trying to keep up with the Joneses, as the people say, trying to keep up with everybody and doing what they do. I began to pick up cigarettes and do drugs and being real promiscuous with men, and it led to other things in my life that detoured me off from what I was taught. But I thank God that God has restored and is restoring everything back in my life. And I think about, even as I was doing everything that I wanted to do up under the sun, I could always hear, even when I was in the club, I could always hear God speaking to me, even in the club. It may sound strange to a lot of people, but I could hear him speaking to me, saying, "What are you doing in this place?" Because I always never wanted to go to hell. I remember one time when I was young, I got saved at a young age, but I knew then God was calling me. I knew I wanted to do what's right, but how many of you know that there's times that temptations come up to try to stop you? But as my life began to progress, I still just wouldn't change, because I wanted to keep up with everybody else. But anyway, God just began to send people in my life that, you know, that wanted to help me. And as I began to go forward in ministry, God began to pull me out of the situation. He began to pull me out of using drugs and having sex with different men. And even as we're looking for love, we know that, you know, that we're looking for love in all the wrong places, I began to choose to even be with a woman. But God has set me free and delivered me. Now that me and my husband's as pastors over this ministry, my heart is just compassionate towards people that has been on drugs and that is in homelessness, that is homosexuals, that even being promiscuous, and you know, young girls, and you know, just wanting to help them, to let them know that they don't want to end up where I came from, that if they'll just make the right decision in their life, that God can set them free and they'll be delivered. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so when did you two meet, and how did that come together?
Before, we was at a church called Life and Revival Faith Center Ministries, and we never thought we would be married, because my husband was married previously, and so I'm the type of person, I don't look at it, nobody else's, you know, Boaz. I want my own Boaz, amen. Mm-hmm. So we never thought that we would get together. So we met, and of course we were friends, and then he got a divorce, of course, and then we began to just, you know, talk in ministry, and then we began to just conversate, and his conversation overwhelmed mine, at, you know, as being a woman, you know what I'm saying, you know, God send the right people in your life, which is your Boaz, the one that you are connected to, and I feel like I'm my husband's rib. So I knew at the time, as he, when he opened his mouth, I knew that he was the man of God that God had sent for me, but I knew that timing would be everything. So we paced ourselves, and he asked me to marry, and here we are today, you know, together, been together now almost 2 years.
Amen. Pastor Gregory, is there anything you want to add to that?
I just when I think about my wife, and I think about us during that time when we first started talking, I remember the first time that I took her out to a meal together. And I invited her sister along because I wanted to be holy. I didn't want any one to say something that, you know, let my good be evil spoken of, as the scripture said. And I invited her sister and her out, and we went to the IHOP restaurant. Remember that, honey?
Yeah.
We had a great time, and it was good. It was fun, but I knew then when we went out and we spent a little time together, she was so shy. And yeah, she was very shy, and it was a wonderful experience. So yeah, I love my wife. So.
Amen. And that's a good thing. Husbands are supposed to love the wives as the wives are to love the husbands. So we just thank God that it was a God thing that brought you together. Okay, so in your journey in ministry, so now you are here at Life Kingdom Outreach Center.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Well, this ministry here, we've came under Apostle Janet L. Clary. And here, she's beginning to show us some things. Even though he had been in ministry for so long, even working in ministry, it was so many things that we had not learned. And because of Apostle Clary, we were beginning to understand the concept of what God had been pulling on us anyway, because we didn't fit where we were. We had gotten to a point where we didn't fit in the house where we were. God began to pull on us, and we didn't understand what was going on at that time. And so there was a bit of, I wouldn't say confusion, I was just, didn't know what to do. I just say it like that. I didn't know what to do. So I began to pray and I hold on, and God began to talk to me. And sure enough, one by one, the prophets began to confirm what God was telling me in my spirit. And I know what I was feeling, but God began to just, one by one, concrete prophecies one after the other, tried to say, nah, it can't be that he wants us to go. It can't be that he wants us to go, you know. And but he wanted us to leave. And when we left, we didn't realize that we was gonna come under this ministry. We just left in faith. You know, we know it was time to go, and we left in faith. And when we got out there and began to visit other churches, we were led to Dr. Clary. And we talked with her, my wife talked with her, I talked with her, and she was wanting to do the same thing that we was wanting to do, as far as reach out to those homeless down here in Frenchtown and the people that really needed the help. Yes. You know, and you know, the Bible says that the sick, those who are sick, is the one who need the physician, not those who are well. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we've been sitting up in a place where everybody seemed to be well. Nobody wants any help. Amen. And it began to weigh on us. And so we wanted to get to a place where we could help those that were hurting. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so this is what drawed us to this ministry. And here in this ministry, we believe that we're supposed to reach them, teach them, and release them to do what God tells them to do.
Amen. 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 I'm just concurring to what my husband is saying. I know that even sitting in ministry and not really doing what you're called to do can be a little frustrating. And I think at that point when we were sitting, we were a little frustrated because of the gifting that was on the inside of us. And now that we're here at Life Kingdom Outreach Center, we're able to operate in the giftings that God has called us to be in. Amen. Because how many of you know that God wants us to go out and compel the people to come? It's not about just sitting in four walls and just sitting and getting fat off each other. It's about going out to help the sick and get the lost at any cost. And that's what we're doing in this ministry now. This ministry has showed us and is teaching us to be the person that we need to be in ministry and help others, because it makes you feel so good to be able to help someone else. Yes. You know, in their time, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel accomplished and productive, and you just feel so good about it. And I thank God that we're in the place that we're in right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is a good thing. And of course, it is necessary. It is imperative that we all be in the place where God will have for us to be, because there are people who need what we have to offer. Amen. And God is raising up leaders who are after his own heart. So it is good that you have found the place where you are to be. And we just thank God for Apostle Janet Clary. We thank God for Life Kingdom Outreach Center. And we thank God for you, Pastors Walker, who have heard the call and have decided to do what needs to be done, because it's all about feeding the sheep. So with that, I want to transition now, and if you will, tell us, what is God saying to you as leaders in the body of Christ? What is he saying to you for his people? We hear a word and we know God is saying, he's speaking, but sometimes we need to hear what God is speaking to his people.
I actually believe right now that God is talking to his people about unifying. I believe that it's very important for the body of Christ to unify, because as I'm beginning to experience this great move of God that's going on here in the city of Tallahassee, I'm beginning to notice one thing, that if we unify, there's nothing that we won't be able to accomplish. I really believe that God's spirit is leading us as a people to come together. Yes. To be able to accomplish this great work, because no one church, no one place can do it alone.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
And before she speak, before Pastor Tina comes, I want y'all to know that being led by the Holy Spirit, I know this woman has another gifting on her, and is that the gifting of the prophecy. And so what she's going to say, I know not that what Pastor Greg has said is definitely needed, because we have heard that before as well, that the body of Christ does need to come together. But we're going to get Pastor Tina on again, and because there's a greater word that has to be released. But Pastor Tina, give us that prophetic word that God has given you at this hour for his people.
Amen. As I was just listening to what my husband was saying about unifying, I always have a motto of telling the people to look to your left or look to your right and tell the person next to you, we can't do this work alone. And how many of you know that we can't do this work alone? There's things that needs to be accomplished that I might not be able to accomplish, that another pastor may be able to accomplish. And I just want to speak to somebody on today and let them know that restoration is coming. God is restoring you right now. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, or no matter what it seems to look like, know that God is restoring you. And everything that the enemy has tried to take away from you will be restored. And everything that the canker worm has tried to take away from you, it will be restored. And God will get the last say-so in this hour. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God. We know what he is saying. We know it is about it, because the Bible even does tell us that this is why he gave the fivefold ministry, until we all come in to the unity. And it is to edify the people, edify the body of Christ. And so we just really thank God for what he is doing. We give him praise. We give him honor. And we just thank him. Now, I told you before, I knew the spirit was going to shift and go in a different direction. Yes, we know that God is calling his people together in unity. And that is a word for the body of Christ. But I'm feeling that he wants us to get intimate with him. He wants us to be able to really sense when he is speaking. And so I just want to know, what is it that God is in your intimate, in your quiet time? I know it's about the unity, but it's something more. It's something more. Maybe it's just you two. Maybe it's the two of you. It's something more that God is wanting to say. So, Pastor Greg.
I know personally in my personal life, God has been really dealing with me about quality time, yes. Quality intimate time with him. Because there's a lot of business, just a lot of business. There's a lot of ripping and running going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are anew at this type of ministry, and so this is it's a lot of ripping and running going on. But God has been telling me that he really wants me to lock down to where I can be intimate with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is where I am right now, trying to fast more, trying to get some quiet time, a little bit more than I had been before. And I've been reaching toward that goal.
Amen. Amen. Let me respond to that, because I feel that's it. I feel that's it. God is wanting his people. See, we have everybody that's ready to stand up there in the limelight and proclaim what thus says the Lord. And at many times, sometimes nowadays, we are running into those people who they're saying thus says the Lord. But God has said, I haven't said anything. So it's coming to that place where we do, as leaders in the body of Christ, we do have to be intimate with him and spend that quality time with him so we can hear him. Because like you said, this is a new thing for you. What you talking in pastoring.
Yes.
And see, when you're shepherding God's people, there is a different level of anointing that comes for that. Everybody can't be in your shoes. And so God has to download instructions to us so that we can give the people what they need.
Yes. Just this morning, actually, me and my wife was having a conversation, and she was listening to another minister, and the Lord began to reveal to me that so many times we're trying to get what we get from other people instead of getting it from him.
Yes,
and I told her, I say, honey, I see the Lord is telling me that what we need to get right now, we got to get it from him.
Right.
We can't try to tap it. T.D. Jakes, thank God for Brother Jakes. But Brother Jakes can't give me what I need right
That's
now.
Right.
I got to get that from the source.
Yes,
and so this is what God is leading us right now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I just feel like it's a shifting in the spirit. Amen.
Yes.
I feel like it's a shifting, not only in your personal time, but also in your time of being with God. Amen. Because I remember how I used to stay on my face, you know, and God is calling me back to that point, because like my husband said, this is a new thing to us, and it's time to really tap in and see where God is trying to take us. And I feel like we have to have some committed time with God so we can do what he is calling us to do in this hour. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so where I want to ask you, or what I want to ask you now, because like I said, you said it, there's a shifting, there's that shifting. And this usually, the program doesn't usually go this way, but because the shifting, we're going to let God have his way. Mm-hmm. I want you to help give a word to those leaders out there who are just starting out, who are just finding their way and feeling their way, because we know we have to depend on God.
Amen.
And he is our source. So what would you say, because since you're starting out in this thing, and how young or how old is Life Kingdom Outreach Center, and you with being pastors? I know Apostle Clary is basically over Life Kingdom Outreach Center, and she has ordained and anointed you. Well, the anointing came from God, but she has ordained you as pastors over this work. So tell us about this work as pastors, as shepherds. What is your vision for Amen. This ministry?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. I was just listening to what you're saying, and I'm thinking about Apostle Clary. Amen. You always have to be, when it comes to her, you always have to be teachable. Amen. Because she's a woman that has a lot of experience under her belt.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And right now, I'm just kind of like gleaning and listening and receiving and trying to take what needs to be taken in, so that I can, you know, go forward in this, in the ministry that God has, that she's placed over us, that God has allowed her to place us over. Amen. And as far as the ministry, it's been maybe about 4 or 5 months old, but I know she's been actually over the particular ministry, but we've been over about 3 or 4 months old. But I know that if we continue to glean off what she's teaching us and continue to go forward, I know the ministry can go where it needs to go. Amen. Because I always remember, never be big enough that you can't be teachable.
That's right.
My heart is going to stay teachable, and I'm going to receive what I need to receive to go where I need to go. Amen.
Amen.
And then even if I feel like I've made it, I'm still going to be teachable.
Yeah.
Because that's the way to go. Amen. Because you can never be greater than the master. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, and I never be above my leader. Amen.
Right. Amen.
So, you just have to, in this hour, you have to learn how to humble yourself and just allow God to take his time and do what he needs to do in the ministry, so that it can be perfected for the saints. Because we have to remember that these people are not just, they're not our people, they're God's
That's
people.
Right.
And we have to take the time to nourish them and to take time to see about the people and, you know, love on them to get them where God is trying to take them. Amen. And that's what we're about. We're about reaching them, teaching them, and send them out. We build the people, we teach them what they need to do, and then we send them out to be disciples, you know, to become more builders. Amen. It's not, we're not gonna be selfish and just sit on what God has taught us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Gregory?
As you asked about the vision.
Yes.
Well, the vision that I envision for us at Life Kingdom Outreach Center is not just for here, but I mean, I envision this ministry to go beyond just the city of Tallahassee.
Yes.
I envision this ministry to go far beyond that. Amen. And as I, you know, even working with my overseer, I've learned so much, and so the scale of my vision has enlarged itself. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Because what I saw before is nothing like what I see now.
Yes.
It's beginning to increase.
Uh-huh.
Because the scale of what I saw was very small. And then I think about what, since I've been with Apostle, and what we've saw and the things that we've saw has been such an encouragement, and just some of it just literally have blown me away. You know what I'm saying? To see what God is already beginning to do. And so when I think about the vision of this ministry, I think about a worldwide ministry.
Yeah.
I mean, God is really, he's really moving right here in the midst of these people.
Amen.
We have to do things that pastors do, you know, we have to see about our people. Some of our people, you know, we have to see about in the hospital, in the jails, you know, we have to see about them. And all of this that we go through, it it helps us. It helps us. God is steady depositing in us. Amen. Seems like the more that we pour out, the more that we're getting back. Yes, so yes. The vision is enlarging itself. That's the only way that I can really explain it.
Amen. Okay, so that is good, because you do have to have vision. The Bible tells us without a vision, the people perish. So with that, you know, you have the vision in place. So now I want to ask to you, what is it to have the heart of a shepherd? Because not everybody has a heart for the shepherd. Some, you know, they want the title overseer. Yes. They want the title apostle. They want the title prophet. But it's not about the people. So what is it to have the heart of a shepherd?
What I'm beginning to understand is, I didn't even realize before that I had that heart.
All right.
You see, but all the while, I've been doing these things in my life, but I didn't know that that's what, that it was a call. It was an actual gifting that was for me to operate in. I didn't know it, because I have a longing for the people who are suffering. I just have just a concern. Some people even say that I was overly concerned, because it used to bother me to see certain people in certain states. You know, when I saw people that were homeless, I've been homeless before, so I know what that feels like. You know, so I like how our pastor says it is that we have sympathy, empathy, and compassion. Mm-hmm. Amen. That God has taught us that through our own experiences. And so when I deal with people in the homeless community, I don't have to come all dressed up and with my three-piece suit on, you know, when I come down here to serve them. No, I come down here dressed in casual gear so that they will feel that I'm not up here, because it's not about me. This is all about Jesus. It's all about what Jesus is doing in this hour. And so I'm very happy to be able to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, just someone to serve. Yeah. That's all I want.
Amen. I think that loving the people is very important, because for one thing, you have to have a servant's heart. Amen. Because it's a lot of people that comes through transitional housing, homeless situations, and circumstances that feel like they already aren't loved. And then you got to be able to love them past their pain. You got to be able to love them out of any situation that they may be faced with. And now I'm just thinking back about the having a pastor's heart. I always loved people. So it wasn't hard for me to kind of like, you know, love on people. So, cause you have to have a loving heart. I'm just going to say you must have a loving heart, because you have to love people of past situations and circumstances that you, thought you couldn't even. Sometimes you might even be hurting, but you still have to love, regardless of what you may be feeling or what you may be going through. You can't let your situation nor your circumstances stop you from doing ministry or stop you from serving. And you have to have a heart when it comes to pastoring. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And also, I don't want to forget this part. You must be long suffering as a pastor.
Well.
Got to be long suffering, because one thing that I learned, and I learned this actually through one of the pastoral or counseling classes that Apostle Clary had taught us, we learned about the different phases of change.
Yes.
And what I didn't realize or didn't know is that, you know, sometimes I would talk to people not even knowing the people wasn't ready for what I was trying to give them, because they wasn't in that phase of change. You see, but I'm thinking that if I tell it to them, that they're just automatically gonna receive it. But I had to learn, and I'm learning, that you have to wait until the proper phase of change comes up. And when you get to that phase where they're ready to accept, that's when we give them what we have for them. And what we have for them, we have Jesus.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. 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 Well, again, that is a word, and the people need to hear exactly this. There are so many people that are starting out, and we don't want them to get discouraged, because the Bible does tell us, don't despise small beginnings. Mm. Don't despise your youth. And so we just thank God for what He is doing with the work that He has placed in your hands at Life Kingdom Outreach Center under Apostle Janet L. Clary. And we just thank God for people who have a heart for God. So pastors, I want you, if you will, tell us, we don't have much time left, but I want you, if you will, just tell us, if somebody wanted to reach out and connect with you, how would they be able to connect with you?
They can connect to with us at the Renaissance Center off of Virginia Avenue next to the homeless shelter. And our contact number is 850-329-0063. And that's how they can contact us.
Okay. So with that work there, you at the Renaissance Center, and if somebody wanted to be there, is that every Sunday?
No, we here at the Renaissance Center every first and third Sunday of each month, and we're at the Hope Community Center on second and fourth of each month.
Okay. And so what about, do you have a Facebook presence? Somebody wanted to reach out to you?
Okay, you can contact us at Facebook at Life Kingdom Outreach Center, and our website is lifekingdomcenter.org, and the contact number is 850-329-0063.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, we just thank God for you and your husband, Pastors Gregory and Tina Walker of Life Kingdom Outreach Center, and here in Tallahassee, Florida. We bless the name of the Lord. Give Him praise, honor, and glory. And again, we want to thank you for joining us here on Kingdom Living Today.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Kingdom Living Today. Now, let's go into the sanctuary for today's word.
He's a great God.
He's a great God, yes.
And
yes.
He's a mighty God.
Yes.
But I won't sing it right now. I've been counting on the weather, you know. You know, the devil, he stands right there waiting for his assignment. Because one thing about the enemy, we know that he's already prepared for his job. We have to get prepared for our job. So, you know, I started battling. I don't know where I picked it up from, but I started getting sick, and it looked like that enemy tried to play on me. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to call Apostle Claire and tell her, look, I can't do this right now. I'm feeling sick.
I said,
but you know what? That was my flesh. And I knew that God had to have something, because I'm like, I never catch a cold. It's very rare that I even catch one. And I started losing my voice. And then I was like, well, should I get excited? Because I don't want to do what God say do. But then I thought about the consequences. And said, girl, you just better do it and move on out the way.
Amen.
But I stand here today to thank Apostle Claire for even allowing me this opportunity. Thank you again. Amen. Thank you to Pastor Walkers, you know, for allowing me to come into this house, you know, because wherever Christians reign, you know, this is God's house. You know, the word says where two or three gather. So I want to take time today to just give you five little golden nuggets, you know, if you have pen and paper. But these are some scriptures that I want you to remember. If I can give you part of my title would be, take God for His word and just stand.
Yes, that's good.
Because in this hour, as Apostle Claire said, no matter what it looks like, God is getting ready to do what He's going to do. Because you know what? Because God's words always remain the same. You know, when God said He's going to do it, He's going to do it. You know, no matter what it looks like, if it looks bad, hey, God said He got to do what He got to do. You know, so we're just going to go for. The first one I want to give you is that He loves you.
That's good. That's the first.
He loves you. And the reason why I said He loves you, let's go to John 3:16.
Yes.
If you don't have your Bible, I'm ball prepared. I just wrote all this stuff down because I'm like, you know what? We don't have time to be sleeping.
Amen.
You know, so I want you to be able, because I know even in this hour, it blessed me, because, you know, when you out here and you working for God, it ain't about you.
That's right. Right.
But you have to be encouraged. But one says, because he loves you.
Yes.
And so my scripture for that would be John 3:16. Mm-hmm. And we should be familiar with that. And it says, mm-hmm. For God so loved the world, mm-hmm. that he gave his only begotten son, his only begotten son,
yes.
that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. I take that thing kind of seriously because I'm looking at this right here. If I had a child.
Come on now.
Could I stand before you all and say, I'm going to give up my child just so everybody else can have a right to life? We should feel honored.
Yes.
There is nothing that you can't do for God because he gave up his child so you can have everlasting life.
Yes. Yes.
So we're just going to move it along just a little further. And I promise you, because as my pastor knows, I usually tell them, 5 or 10, I'm out of there. It don't take long
it
for
don't.
Me.
It really don't. It don't.
All you got to do is grasp what I'm saying and just meditate on it.
Yes.
Amen.
Number two, you belong to him.
Come on.
Yes. Romans 1:16 says, among who you are also the called of Jesus Christ. So no matter what your situation is, no matter where you are, you still are called by God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Yes.
And we're moving right along because I'll be sitting down in a minute.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Number three, he will never leave you give up on you. And if I can say Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such thing as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute because, see here, that hit home for me 2006 because I felt like when my dad had departed this world, I was by myself. Yes, I had my mother, but there's nothing like the father's love.
That's right.
And I was a daddy's girl.
Me too, baby.
And I said, you know what? I done had a husband, but he didn't do. But when I called on daddy, daddy showed up. My mother used to say, that girl got a husband. But my daddy said, that's my child.
Okay.
And he always came.
Come on now.
And that's why I said, you know what, Lord, I will not settle for less. But you know what, the Lord had to get me and tell me, even though your father has gone on, but right now you have a heavenly father. And your heavenly father, and Lord, the Lord had to show me that, you know what, I got you, Nikki.
That's right.
I'm going to be right there for you. You don't have to worry about man or nobody else because I'm going to always be by your side. So sometimes, you know, the tears may roll around. He departed his life on October 23rd. But as that time rolled around, I found myself, people always said, well, you know what? As time goes along, you'll get better. But you know what? They're right. It takes time to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah.
So I'm saying thank you, God, because I know that I can call on my father and he'll be right there. So he didn't leave me. He just sent me some extra help.
That's good.
I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you, I'm here in Tallahassee by myself. Mm-hmm. I'm 1 of 5. I'm the oldest. But you would have thought that because I am the oldest. I act like a baby. But you know what? I'm just a girl. I know what I want, when I want, and how I want it.
Right.
When I call on dad, I expect daddy to show up.
Yes.
So that's why I'm saying, take God for his word this morning.
Yes.
Because he's not going to never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen. Yes.
And we're just going to keep him moving.
That's good. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
And he says that he will meet your needs. That's number 4. And that scripture would be Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply.
Yes.
He didn't say maybe. He said shall supply.
Yes.
That tells me right there, hey, you ain't even got to think about it. It's going to be done.
Amen.
He shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But there's a catch. Everybody says there's always a but.
That's
he
good.
Will supply your needs, but what are you going to do for him?
Well, amen.
You got to come in. Your soul has to be saved. You have to run for Christ.
Yes.
And not saying that, but he says the word, he shall supply your needs.
Yeah.
Even when you out there sinning. He's going to supply your needs, but he'll supply a greater need.
Yes.
Once you come to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I know that, hey, when I was out there in the world, I said, boy, they ain't got nothing on me. I used to hear somebody say, well, if you're going to go to hell, you're going to go to hell first class. That was me. That used to be my motto. But then, you know, I had a friend that helped me to change my mindset because she used to always badger me and say, who you living for?
Mm.
Who you living for?
Who you living for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you spending all this time and energy promoting the devil.
Yes.
She said, God has need of you.
Yeah.
I used to look at that woman and say, lady, go on. I don't want to hear that today. Yeah. But I thank God for her pushing me.
Amen. Amen.
Because God been meeting my needs. Even when I thought that he wasn't going to meet them, he met them.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Come on.
And that's why I said, Lord, I don't have to want for anything.
Yes. That's right. That's
thank
right.
you, Lord.
I don't have to want for anything.
Come on.
Because you shall supply my needs.
Yes.
You know, now if I had a book this morning, he probably would have held up some of them blessings. So all right, you know what? We're going to keep rolling with it. Because I'm telling you, you just got to get to a place where you're going to take God for his word and stand on it and believe it.
Yes.
Don't say, well, I think God is going to do it. Maybe he's going to do it. You got to know that he shall do what he said he was going to do. Because one thing God can't do is that he can't go back on his word.
That's right.
He can't take his word back because in this book, it says that this is your right to life.
Yes.
And if you live according to this life, there's nothing that he won't turn from.
Come on, prophet.
So you got to be ready.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this thing, it gets deep. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm a single gal, but I'm waiting for a hug.
That's it.
But you know what? Even in my singleness, I know how to be alone, not lonely.
That's good.
This word keeps me.
Yes.
Some people say, okay, coming from the lifestyle that you had, I ain't ashamed to tell, because I tell people right now, you know what? I'm trying to be transparent because God is taking me higher.
That's right.
So therefore, I got to be transparent in the things that I do because I don't want somebody to look back and say, well, you know, I seen her at the club last week and she's standing up preaching at this woman church. Not Nikki.
No.
That's right. I never did the club.
Yeah. All right,
I lost my husband to the clubs and to the women, but I never did the club.
Come on now.
But all I'm saying is, he shall supply your needs.
Yes.
And hallelujah. You know, I'm almost finished. Y'all playing.
Because
you know, I'm like a drive through. I give it to you quick. Get it going on. But number five says a plan and a purpose for your life.
Come on.
And this is one that's all too familiar. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So whatever you're hoping for, God is already doing it.
Yes.
He's already paved the way. Because see, he already got the book. He already got it set aside. He already knows. You may deviate over here, but God has a way of kicking your back right on track.
Yes.
Because see, sometimes we can get so complacent, like me.
Yes.
You know, I tell Pastor Dez, it took, what, a year? Almost 2 years to get me on radio. But you know what? God knew what my purpose was.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't see it. But thank God that God sent people our way that sees greater.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, and we in this walk, you can't get weary because there are people out there.
Yeah.
And I get upset.
Yes.
Because it's for selfish gain. You're worried how big your marquee gonna look.
Yes.
Well,
or how fat your ride gonna look.
Yes.
Or how fat your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But you're forgetting about souls.
Yes, yes.
But you know, somehow or another, you just don't move from the purpose that God has created for you.
Yes.
You know, and I just say, Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me humble.
Yes.
You know, for this purpose, because I don't want it to be about Nikki.
That's right.
But let it be about you.
Yes.
Because if Pastor Dez hadn't kept pushing me, I certainly wouldn't have not been on the radio.
Come on now. That's purpose. Come on.
I would not have been on the radio. But see, now I love because, see, now I'm in the four walls. You know, here nobody see me. I'm talking. Ah. But see, now that thing, you know, God already, like I said, God already know your purpose, your plan.
Yes.
So now God done threw a little monkey wrench in the plan.
Because
he was like, oh, mm-hmm. She done got too comfortable. I'm going to tell you, three Sundays ago, I was sitting down. I was laying down. I couldn't sleep. I tossed and I turned. And I swear, you know what? I can't sleep. You know, you have those nights when God telling you to get up and pray. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it. I don't feel like doing it. I ain't going to do it right now.
All
right. So I couldn't sleep. 6 a.m. I'm getting up. I swear, you know, my little nails growing. Let me just polish my nails. I can look cute for church. I'm sitting there, now as I'm polishing these nails, God gave me a vision, and he showed me. All I saw was me in clergy wear, and Pastor Dez and Pastor Angelo coming towards me with my collar, adjusting my collar. I said, oh, I shake my head. I said, oh, Lord, I ain't going to be no pastor. Not Nikki. You're not called. I'm not ready for that. You're not. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God have to put us in a place.
Yeah.
You know, because even in that place when you don't want to do something,
mm-hmm.
He makes provision.
That's mm-hmm. right.
But he always sends warning too. I'm finding that out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Little did Nikki know when she got ready and got her nails tight, all colored up, got to church, and Prophetess right there went up for prayer. So I do my duties. I go stand up behind Prophetess, make sure she don't fall out. And she walks off, and I'm trying to figure out why I can't move. I'm stuck. My feet felt like they was nailed to the floor. And my body, my head, I was trying to turn right to go to my seat. I always tell Pastor Dez, you can't go wrong when you go right. I couldn't even make a right turn. She looked at me and she said, well, Prophet, is you coming up for prayer? Well, I said, no, I don't need prayer. But I felt a push in my back.
Wow.
She said, well, since you're up here, let's just go ahead and pray for you. And she said, I see you standing there. And anointing is all over you. She said, listen, this is Pastor speaking, not your friend. Mm-hmm. She said, but I know you don't want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
But God is calling you to be a pastor. And the look I got on my face, that's the look I had. Because I'm looking like, this lady just don't know. I don't want to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to say that God mm-hmm. has a purpose mm-hmm. far greater. And it's not about me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not even for me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But when I tell you, I stood there. And then as she finished praying and giving me the word, I felt free.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
To walk off and go to my seat. I ran when I got home, and I'm going to tell you, I said, this woman better not call me. I'm not accepting no phone calls from anybody. Because I couldn't deal with what God's mm-hmm. purpose was mm-hmm. for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and I'm wilding. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to do this. Can I just do what I'm doing now? But God had to remind me I have far greater
needs
of you in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I don't want to talk to anybody. I have a middle school friend that I grew up with. And she said, well, let me just talk with you. She said, baby, it ain't about you.
Yeah. That's right.
She said, you got to do what God said, do and be obedient. And she said, let me let you talk to my husband. And so he said, okay, Jonah, you better stop running.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because what you don't realize is that some of these folks that's out here ready to get behind a pulpit, they ain't called.
That's right.
He said, but when you find yourself running because you don't want to do it, that's when you know you're being called.
Uh-huh.
And I had to look at that thing. I said, okay, Lord. I said, you said you're going to help me. So, but you know what, God? I need you to be right there every step of the way.
Yes.
So he's my provider.
Yes.
And I thank God for my provider. He's my purpose.
Yes.
And I thank God for my purpose.
Yes. Come on.
But you know what? God is great.
Yes, he is.
God is so great, you know, far more than you can even imagine. Because what your circumstances is right now does not determine where God is trying to take you.
Well, say that.
Yes.
You can be broke today, but rich tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you could be rich today and broke tomorrow.
That's the truth.
Amen.
So we gotta stay connected to this word. Do what God says do. And I'm just gonna give you a few examples, three examples. I'm out of here.
Go ahead.
When God told Noah to build an ark because he was gonna bring a massive flood, what Noah did, he took God at his word. I'm telling you, take God at his word and believe him what he said.
Yes.
When God told Abraham to go to a place where you receive your inheritance, what did Abraham do? He took God at his word.
Yes.
And he left a familiar place. See, a lot of us don't want to leave that familiar place because you want to take mama, brother, sister, you know, about like me. But then, you know, I get in my little field and I'm like, you know what? Bye, y'all. Because right now, this is where I am today. If mama ain't going to do right, there's a song said, if mama won't go, dad won't go, I'll go. Mm-hmm. Send me, I'll go.
Yes.
Send me, I'll go. That's right. Amen. And, you know, and then we look at Sarah. Sarah, she conceived and bore a child. This woman was way past her age, probably like me, you know. But she had to believe and trust God for his word. So I'm telling you today, believe and trust God for his word. Because he will never fail you. God can do whatever he wants, but his word will never fail you.
That's right.
Never fail you. You know, and I'm almost about to close here. So today, you know, God wants you to take him for his word and just stand on it.
Yes.
When your friends let you down, your family let you down, stand on the word of God. The word of God is what's going to keep you.
Yes.
You know,
thank you, Lord.
The Bible is what's going to keep you, encourage you, and solve every problem that you may have.
Oh, yes. Amen.
You know, it's sad in today's society, as Apostle Clarence was saying, that, you know, all the stuff that's going on, what we're taking for granted now, just the name of Jesus, the word of God. You know, we got Christians over in the Middle East are getting killed, getting slaughtered for it. And here we over here in the United States, we got free access, free range to the word of God and won't even pick it up. And then you got people over there hungry, dying for it.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
What's going on? What is going on? You know, God wants us to get right, you know, and he wants us to get into his word. Not just so, I can preach to you, but then because you got that word in your heart and you're going to start living for God, you can help the next person.
That's right.
See, because we lead by an example. Mm-hmm. So I help somebody, and that somebody helps somebody. Like the challenge, you know, and all this other stuff you got going on. Mm-hmm. I challenge you today.
Well, challenge.
Take That's God good. For his word.
That's good. Uh-huh. That's good.
And just stand on it.
That's good.
People of God, look around. In this present time, the Bible is true and fulfilling itself.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to be one of those ones. I don't know how God would do it, you know, but everybody done preach prosperity and houses, cars, you know, whatever. It's time to preach real stuff.
That's right. Yes.
You need something that's going to keep you and that's going to hold you every day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
You know, I thank God. I just thank God that right now he's a keeper for me.
Yes.
You know, because I look at where I could have been. Let's see, 2004, could have been dead. Because my husband put a gun to my head and tried to kill me.
Come on.
But when that gun went off,
yes,
it didn't kill me.
Amen.
But God was telling me, you want to be happy for the next 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 5 months, 5 years, your choice. You know what I chose?
I said, God, give me an escape route because I'm going to leave this joker high. And I was out of there. You know, sometimes you just got to move because your life depends on it.
Yes, yes.
But I just thank God, you know, even with this, these scriptures that, you know, you could, you need to meditate on them.
Yes.
Meditate on them and let them do something for you. And then I was sitting here and I was writing because, like I said, I had been feeling under the weather. And I said, well, Lord, I said, I just don't feel like doing anything. And I done had 3 weeks to prepare. And I guess, okay, well, you know what? Let me just take it easy. And then, you know, I got a couple of days off. I'll, you know, get into the Word and just let God use me. But then that was my plan. That wasn't God's plan.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? Sometimes we do what we want to do. But even in the end, God still got the glory, because when I felt felt the enemy trying to attack my body and get sick, I had to remind God, well, God, you said you were healing.
That's right.
So I'm healed, because when Pastor Dance kept calling me, I was running a fever, couldn't hardly talk. So I'm drinking lemon tea and all that. I was like, Lord, I said, you got to help. I believe God at his word, and I took him for his word, because he said, I will heal you. Yeah. By his stripes, yeah. I am healed. Yeah. So I'm healed today.
Yes.
You know, I may sound a little hoarse, but, you know, thank God for the healing.
Yes.
But I just want to say, if I could give you a subtopic to all of this, and my subtopic would be, this just may be your last time.
Well,
and it's time, you know, we don't know what we're going to face when we walk out these doors.
That's right.
You know, so that's why it's important, it's imperative that you get into the Word of God and do what God say do, because the times are truly at hand.
Yes.
Just take God for his word.
Yes.
Thank you for joining me and my special guest here on Kingdom Living Today. Listen, if you would like to contact us, you can do so by going to our Facebook page at Kingdom Business Ministries, or to our website at www.kingdom-business-ministries.org/New Praise Radio. Also, if you would like to send us a love offering or donation, you can send that to Kingdom Business Ministries, Post Office Box 1085, Tallahassee, Florida 32302. Well, until next time, we look forward to fellowshipping with you again here on Kingdom Living Today. Be blessed.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/blood pressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.